I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. In the front row with Betsy Ross this morning is Linda Antis from the Cincinnati USA Regional Tourism Network.
The announcement last week that Cincinnati Great American Ballpark will be the host for the 2015 All-Star Game. Baseball fans all over Reds country thrilled with that announcement, some thinking long overdue to have the All-Star Game back here. But it's just not a game anymore. It is a festival. And when Bud Selig, the commissioner, was here, he talked about how it's not just the home run derby and then the game. It is now almost a week-long celebration of baseball, and Cincinnati will be the hub of that in 2015. That, of course, is good news for tourism, and by association, it's good news for the Cincinnati USA Regional Tourism Network. Linda Antis heads up Cincinnati USA RTN. Linda, thanks for being with us in the front row.
My pleasure. It's so exciting, isn't it, Betsy? And, you know, all of us who, you know, were born and raised here, or all of us who are new here and have become so much in love with our region, understand how important the Reds, professional sports, all of that is so important to our region, and it drives so many people who want to come here and enjoy our destination.
Before we get into the specifics of the All-Star Game and sports tourism as a newfound business, tell us a little bit about what Cincinnati USA RTN is all about and what you do.
The Cincinnati Regional Tourism Network is a very unique entity in our business and in the industry and within this country and around the world. We are a leisure destination marketing organization, and we were identified about 6-7 years ago as this new organization that would enable us to really try to be very consistently attractive to out-of-town visitors. So the Convention Bureau of both Northern Kentucky and Greater Cincinnati actually participated in the partnership with the RTN by giving a portion of their bed tax for us to use for, as I said, a very consistent approach to bringing visitors here. In particular, the efforts we make are between May and September, which is the peak season, the peak travel season each year. So this is very unique. There's no one else like us in the country. And what's most exciting over the last 5-6 years is that we have found that the very bright decision of these key leaders about 7 or so years ago has really paid off. The meetings and conventions growth that has happened in both Greater Cincinnati through the Convention Bureau and Northern Kentucky is very, very clear. And the leisure tourism has grown. Our industry as a whole in our region is now a $4.1 billion industry annually that'll attract 22.7 million visitors. About 85% of those people are coming to do what I call having a good time. They're coming for leisure purposes. That's 1 in 10 jobs in our region. So we are an economic driver as an industry. And, of course, that's not just our hotel rooms. It's, of course, the wonderful experiences, the attractions, the shopping, the dining, the transportation that's related to it. And, of course, you know, bringing it right back to the importance of professional sports, it's the wonderful things such as our Reds.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And RTN has had a longstanding partnership with the Reds on the marketing end. I know that one or two times a year, I see you pop up on the Reds television network and you get to sit in the booth and talk about the Regional Tourism Network. But and the Reds Caravan that just wrapped up, that's also a partnership that the RTN has. You get to go out to the caravan and really preach the gospel of come for the Reds and stay for more fun, which has been kind of your tagline here for the last few years.
Yes, indeed. You know, the Reds are a very attractive opportunity, not just for sports lovers, not just for baseball lovers. I mean, this is an attractive opportunity for travel for people who come from the 4 to 5 state region that's 200 to 300 miles, as you said, the Reds country. And so the powerful media network that the Reds have, both on radio and now through Fox television with TV, is a real reach vehicle for us. And so if we're trying to be very effective in finding people who have an interest in coming to our region anyway, and what we do is leverage the opportunity to communicate through that Reds media network to people who, if they're coming for the game, they want to stay for other things, such as the exciting family attractions we have with Cincinnati Museum Center, with the zoo, the aquarium, a number of the other things that our research that we do each year tells us are the real driving reasons that people want to come here and enjoy a travel trip and a getaway.
We are talking with Linda Antus from the Cincinnati USA Regional Tourism Network. Really, the hook here is the All-Star Game coming up in Cincinnati in 2015. And Bud Selig said that this is a million-dollar, $8 to $10 million at least, operation when it comes in here. And the last time that the All-Star Game was here, 1988, it was a different celebration. As I mentioned earlier, it was the Home Run Derby the night before, which in 1988 was rained out, so we didn't even get that, and then the All-Star Game the day of. Well, now Bud Selig reminds us that this thing starts like 6 days before the All-Star Game, and it becomes a celebration that lasts. You know, the game may be an $8 to $10 million driver, but the entire weekend can go up to $70, $80 million for the region. And so this is a big deal here in Greater Cincinnati. I mean, it's nice to have that in your backyard.
It's a huge deal. And, you know, of course, it's at the time of the year, which is the height of the peak travel season. And so we're very excited about the opportunity to bring someone who may have not been to Cincinnati for a while. They don't even have to necessarily be a baseball fan. They have to be someone who just loves to have a good time. You know, I give Major League Baseball a huge amount of credit for how many special activities they have built around a lot of their premier events, such as the All-Star Game. You know, I got to participate in the first ever fan fest that was in Toronto, and I can't even remember the year when it happened. But it's a wonderful way to create an opportunity for the man on the street to become involved in the celebration of such a premier event. And that's what's beautiful about it. The special events that are tied to the event itself are very important. But, you know, our Reds have a tradition of creating this elevated experience around their Reds games. So you know there's going to be some really special surprises that I'm sure the Reds are going to add to this premier event. So what it becomes is truly a longer getaway, an opportunity for us to showcase our region, not only regionally, but on the national stage and even on the international stage, not to mention the television coverage that will shine a camera and a light on our region, which is so exciting.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And to your point that, you know, maybe I can't afford a ticket to the All-Star Game, but I can still feel as if I'm a part of it with the Fan Fest. It's kind of like going to the Super Bowl last year in Indianapolis. Maybe you can't afford to go to the game, but you could go to all the hoopla and the Fan Fest that surround it, so you still get to be a part of it. And that's really part of the whole sports tourism. And we've seen, I think, over the last 5 or 10 years, a growth in the sports tourism business. As you said, you target Reds country, come for the Reds and stay for everything else that goes here. Why do you think that sports tourism as a whole has grown over the last few years?
Well, first of all, I think that the proclivity of not only professional but collegiate sports is obvious. And in fact, during our recent economic impact study, we did a huge national profile of our visitor. And this particular region indexes very high, meaning we get more than our fair share of visitors who come as a result of professional sports as well as collegiate sports. So people understand that it is no longer just, and I'll use the baseball analogy, it's not just the bats and balls. Mm-hmm. It's about the idea of an experience that can bring members of your family together, or if you get the guys together, or if it's a girls' getaway. It becomes a unit that allows people to bond and do fun things. And what we find as valuable in it is because people come here to enjoy the experience of the game, we find they may have interest in other things, especially if they travel in a typical travel size group like ours, which is about 3.7 people. So almost a group of four people. If they decide they want to spend 3-4 days, which is 2 or 3 nights, they may decide to split up. Some of them go to the game. Some of them go to our wonderful museum. Some of them enjoy the family attractions, whether it's the aquarium or the zoo or up at Kings Island. So there are different things that I think the sports experience has created in terms of opening up the doors to other sectors of entertainment.
You're right. It is a fun bonding experience, and it'll be fun when the 2015 Major League Baseball All-Star Game comes to Cincinnati. Circle your calendars and save up your money now, because it's going to be probably a once-in-a-lifetime experience for the folks here. Linda Antis from the Cincinnati USA Regional Tourism Network, thank you so much for being with us on the Front Row.
My pleasure.